When I was a small boy, I was brought up almost entirely on Handel, and especially the Handel Festival. I once heard a Bach gavotte at a village concert and asked whether it was right to put such a name on the same program as the great masters. And my aunt told me that Bach was quite a good composer, but of course not so good as Handel, this being the accepted view in those days. And with the strange incuriosity of a child, I left it at that and made no further inquiries until I went to school at 10 years old. There I was taken in hand by the music master, Mr. C.T. West, whose name I shall always hold in reverence. He soon realized that I did not much care for the Maiden's Prayer or True Love, and one day, a momentous day for me, he brought me a Bach album edited by Bertolt Tours. Here indeed was a revelation. Here was something undeniably belonging to no period or style, something for all time. This is where Bach differs from other composers. They, with the exception of a few outstanding Beethoven works, belong to their time. But Bach, though superficially he may speak the 18th century language, belongs to no school or period. There's a tendency nowadays to put Bach in his place. He is labelled as Baroque, whatever that may mean, and according to the latest orders from Germany, he is to be performed as period music in the precise periwig style. This is all part of a movement to play Bach as he wrote it. To do this would be impossible, even if we wanted to. Our violins are played on quite a different principle, our horns are soft, and our trombones are loud. I should like to see Mr. Goossens confronted with one of those gross bagpipe instruments, which in Bach's time stood for an oboe. The harpsichord, however it may sound in a small room, and to my mind it is never a pleasant sound, in a large concert room sounds just like the ticking of a sewing machine. We have no longer, thank him, the Baroque style of organ, which we are told with very insufficient evidence was the kind of instrument Bach played upon. By the way, I see there a movement afoot to substitute this bubble and squeak type of instrument for the noble diapason and soft mixtures of our cathedral organs. So we cannot perform Bach exactly as he was played in his time, even if we wanted to. And the question is, do we want to? I say emphatically, no. Some music dies with its period, but what is really immortal endures from generation to generation. The interpretation, and with it the means of interpretation, differ with each generation. If the music is ephemeral, it will disappear with any change of fashion. If the music is really alive, it will live on through all the changes and chances of musical thought.